Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.
Greetings and God bless you, my precious brothers and sisters in Christ. The Holy Spirit has guided you to this video today because our loving Heavenly Father wants to speak directly to your heart about the incredible ways He is working to rewrite your story and transform your life. In the midst of life's challenges and struggles, it's easy to feel like our story is defined by our problems and pain. But our God is a God of redemption, restoration, and renewal. He specializes in taking the broken chapters of our lives and weaving them into a beautiful narrative that showcases His grace, wisdom, and power. In this video, we'll explore 10 profound ways God is working behind the scenes to change your story and lead you into a future filled with hope, purpose, and victory. Through the truth of His Word and the inspiring testimonies of those who have experienced His transformative touch, you'll discover the unshakable faith and unwavering trust that arise when you fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your story. When we choose to surrender our lives to God and trust in His unfailing love, we can rest in the assurance that He is orchestrating every detail of our story for our good and His glory. He is the master storyteller, the divine author who can take the seemingly disjointed chapters of our lives and weave them into a powerful testimony of His faithfulness and grace. So, if you've been struggling with doubt, fear, or uncertainty about your future, this video is for you. And please, don't keep this message of hope to yourself. Share this video with those you know who may be in need of a powerful reminder of God's love and His ability to rewrite their story. Be sure to subscribe to this channel, leave a comment below, and give this video a like to help spread this encouraging message to even more people who need to hear it. Together, we can build each other's faith, declaring God's goodness and celebrating the amazing ways He is changing our stories for His glory. May the Lord bless you abundantly as you continue to trust in Him, believing that He is able to do far more than you could ever ask or imagine. Remember, God is the author of your story, and He is writing every chapter with love, purpose, and destiny. Keep holding on to His promises, knowing that He is faithful and true, and He will lead you into the glorious future He has prepared for you. Number one, my brothers and sisters, God has a beautiful plan for your life. And even when it seems like doors are closing and opportunities are fading away, His love and grace remain constant. In the midst of uncertainty and challenges, hold fast to the promise that God is working behind the scenes, orchestrating your steps, and preparing to open new doors of opportunity that will surpass your wildest dreams. Just as God transformed Joseph's life, taking him from the depths of a prison cell to a position of leadership and influence in Egypt, He is ready and willing to do the same for you. Joseph's story is a powerful reminder that God's timing is perfect and His ways are higher than our own. When Joseph was falsely accused and thrown into prison, it seemed like his dreams were shattered and his future was bleak. But God had a greater purpose in mind, and He used those very trials to shape Joseph's character, strengthen his faith, and prepare him for the incredible destiny that lay ahead. In the same way, the challenges and setbacks you face today are not the end of your story. They are merely stepping stones on the path to the amazing future God has in store for you. Every closed door is an invitation to trust in God's sovereignty and to watch with anticipation as He reveals the new beginnings He has planned. As you navigate this season of your life, remember that God is a God of abundance and limitless possibilities. He is not confined by your current circumstances or limited by the obstacles in your path. Just as He opened the door for Joseph to rise from obscurity to a place of prominence and purpose, He is able to do exceedingly and abundantly more than you could ever ask or imagine. So keep pressing forward in faith, even when the way seems unclear. Keep seeking God's wisdom and guidance, even when the future seems uncertain. Keep trusting in His goodness and faithfulness, even when the wait feels long. For the God who parted the Red Sea, who shut the mouths of lions, and who conquered the grave, is the same God who is writing your story and directing your steps. As you surrender your hopes and dreams to Him, get ready to be amazed at the doors He will open and the opportunities He will bring your way. Doors of healing and restoration, doors of provision and abundance, doors of purpose and destiny. All of these and more are available to you as a child of God. So take heart, dear friend, and know that your story is far from over. The best is yet to come, and God is working even now to bring about a future that is filled with hope, joy, and boundless possibility. Keep your eyes fixed on Him, and watch with expectancy as He opens new doors and leads you into the abundant life He has promised. For with God, all things are possible, and the story He is writing for you is greater than you could ever imagine. Number 2. God has the power to transform your battles into blessings, and the struggles you face today are ultimately shaping you into a stronger, more resilient person for tomorrow. It may be difficult to see it now, but God allows these challenges to enter your life so that you can emerge victorious through His divine power and grace. Just as David, a young shepherd boy, faced the giant Goliath with nothing but a sling and his unwavering faith in God, you too can conquer the giants in your life.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
David's battle against Goliath seemed impossible by human standards, but he trusted in the Lord's might, proclaiming, "The battle is the Lord's." With a single stone, David defeated Goliath, and his victory became a testament to the power of God working through those who believe. In the same way, your current battles are not in vain. God is using these trials to refine you, to strengthen your character, and to deepen your faith in Him. Just as fire purifies gold, the heat of your struggles is burning away the impurities in your life, leaving you more precious and valuable in God's sight. Remember, God is with you in every battle you face. He has promised to never leave you nor forsake you. When you feel overwhelmed, turn to Him in prayer, casting all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. Rely on His strength, for when you are weak, He is strong. As you trust in God and persevere through your battles, you will witness His hand turning your trials into triumphs. Your painful experiences will become a powerful testimony of God's faithfulness and provision in your life. Others will see how you overcame through Christ and will be inspired to trust Him in their own struggles. Moreover, God is using your battles to prepare you for the greater purposes He has for your life. Just as David's victory over Goliath paved the way for him to become the king of Israel, your victories will open doors to new opportunities and blessings that God has in store for you. Your struggles are not meaningless. They are stepping stones to a brighter future in Christ. So take heart, dear friend. Your story is not over, and your battles are not the end. God is writing a beautiful narrative in your life, one of victory, purpose, and blessing. Trust in His plan, lean on His strength, and watch as He turns your battles into blessings, your trials into triumphs, and your pain into a powerful testimony of His goodness and grace. Number 3. God is the great restorer of broken things. No matter how shattered your dreams may feel, know that they are never beyond God's ability to piece back together into something even more beautiful than before. In the book of Nehemiah, we see a powerful example of this. The walls and gates of Jerusalem lay in ruins, the city a mere shell of its former glory. The people were discouraged and had lost hope. But God placed a dream in Nehemiah's heart to rebuild what was broken, a Against all odds and with God's mighty hand of favor, in just 52 days, the walls were restored and the city revitalized. What once seemed impossible became reality. In the same way, God wants to restore the broken places in your life. Those dreams that have crumbled to dust, of relationships rekindled, of healing in your body, of provision for your family, of purpose fulfilled, He longs to resurrect and reimagine. You may have given up, but He hasn't. Just like the ruins of Jerusalem, God sees the potential for beauty in your brokenness. But restoration isn't passive. It requires active participation. Nehemiah didn't just sit back and expect God to magically fix everything. He prayed fervently, he planned strategically, and he persevered through opposition. To see your broken dreams made whole, you must partner with God, seeking His heart and walking in obedience to His leading. You must choose faith over fear, praising Him in advance for the breakthrough that's coming. The path to your dream, rising from the rubble, may look different than you expected. God's vision is always greater than ours. The very areas that feel most painful, He wants to redeem for His glory. Those cracks in your heart, scars from disappointment and loss, those are the exact places He desires to fill with His light and love. What the enemy meant for harm, God will use for good as you surrender the pieces into His hands. Today, if your dreams feel decimated beyond repair, dare to hold on to hope. The same God who spoke worlds into existence and raised Jesus from the grave is more than able to breathe new life where death once reigned. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. No situation is too far gone and no dream is too dead for our miracle-working God. As you fix your eyes on Him, He will give you beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. He will strengthen your feeble knees and lift your head again to dream, this time partnering with the author and finisher of your faith, to build something marvelous from the pieces for His namesake. Get ready, for God is about to change your story. Number 4. My friends, God sees the deep wounds that you've been carrying, the ones that feel like they'll never heal. He knows the hurt, the betrayal, the rejection that's left you feeling broken and alone. He hasn't forgotten you or abandoned you in your pain. In fact, He's drawing closer than ever, ready to bind up your wounds and mend your shattered heart. Just like Jesus healed the bleeding woman who suffered for 12 long years, He wants to heal you too. This woman had tried everything to find relief, but nothing worked until she reached out in faith and touched the hem of Jesus' garment. Instantly, her bleeding stopped, and she was made whole. That same power is available to you right now. No matter how deep the wound or how long you've carried it, God's healing touch can make you whole again. But healing takes time, and it requires you to let God into those hurt places. It means being honest with Him about your pain, even when it's hard to face. It means trusting Him to tenderly care for your wounds, even when the healing process is uncomfortable. It means believing that He can take the broken pieces of your heart and put them back together in a way that's even more beautiful than before. As you invite God into your story of woundedness, watch how He begins to change the narrative. He'll take your pain and replace it with His peace. He'll take your sorrow and replace it with His joy. He'll take your feelings of worthlessness and replace them with His unshakable love. He'll show you that your scars don't define you, but rather they're a testament to the healing work He's doing in your life. So don't lose heart, my friend. Keep pressing into God's presence. Keep believing in His promises, and keep trusting in His faithfulness. He is the great physician who knows exactly how to heal your deepest hurts. He is the gentle shepherd who will lead you beside quiet waters and restore your soul. He is the loving Father who will never leave your side, no matter how dark the valley may seem. Your story isn't over yet. In fact, God is just getting started. As you allow Him to heal your deep wounds, He'll start writing a new chapter in your life, one filled with hope, purpose, and unexpected blessings. One day, you'll look back on this season of pain and see how God used it to draw you closer to Himself and make you more like Jesus. You'll see how He was working behind the scenes, even when you couldn't see it, to bring about your healing and restoration. So take heart, beloved. God is near, and He is for you. He's ready to heal your deep wounds and change your story in ways you can't even imagine. Trust Him, lean on Him, and watch Him work wonders in your life. Number 5. God will redeem the lost time in your life. You may feel like you've wasted years, missed opportunities, or taken wrong turns, but our loving Heavenly Father is able to restore and redeem all that has been lost. In the book of Joel, God makes an incredible promise to His people. He says, "I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten." The Israelites had experienced devastating losses due to a locust plague, but God declared that He would make up for all they had lost in miraculous ways. This same promise holds true for you today. You see, God is not limited by time. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He knows the plans He has for you, plans to prosper you and give you hope and a future. Even if you feel like you've fallen behind or missed out, God is able to accelerate your life and bring you to where you need to be. Think about the story of Joseph in the Bible. He went through years of hardship, betrayal, and imprisonment. It seemed like his dreams were shattered and his best years were wasted. But in a single day, God turned his story around. Joseph was promoted from a prisoner to the second in command of Egypt. God redeemed the lost time and brought him to a place of influence and purpose. The same God who redeemed Joseph's story is working in your life today. He is able to take the broken pieces, the delays, and the detours, and weave them together for your good and His glory. He can open doors that seem shut, provide opportunities that seem impossible, and align your life in ways that exceed your wildest dreams. So, don't lose heart. Don't allow regret or discouragement to hold you back. Trust in God's redemptive timing. Keep moving forward in faith, knowing that He is working behind the scenes on your behalf. As you seek Him and follow His leading, He will accelerate your progress and bring you into the fullness of His plans for your life. Remember, God is the Redeemer. He specializes in turning ashes into beauty, mourning into dancing, and sorrow into joy. He is able to restore the years that have been lost and give you a future filled with hope and purpose. Just as the caterpillar transforms into a beautiful butterfly, God is transforming your story into a masterpiece that will display His goodness and grace. So hold on to hope. Trust in the God who redeems lost time. Believe that He is working all things together for your good. As you surrender your life to Him and follow His leading, you will see His hand of restoration and redemption in every area of your life. Your best days are ahead of you, and God is writing a story that will leave you in awe of His love and faithfulness. Take heart, my friend. God is redeeming your lost time. He is accelerating your progress and aligning your life with His perfect plans. Keep your eyes fixed on Him and watch as He unfolds a future filled with purpose, joy, and abundant blessings. Your story is far from over. It's just beginning, and God is the author who will make it beautiful in His time. Number 6. God has a beautiful plan to transform your character and shape you into the person He created you to be. Even in the midst of trials and challenges, He is at work, molding and refining you to reflect His image more clearly. The Bible tells us that God is more interested in our character than our comfort. In 2 Corinthians 12:7-10, we read about how God gave the Apostle Paul a thorn in the flesh, a persistent difficulty or challenge, to keep him dependent on God's grace and strength. Paul pleaded with God to take it away, but God replied, "My grace is sufficient for you, for My power is made perfect in weakness." Through this experience, Paul learned to embrace his weaknesses and limitations, knowing that they provided opportunities for God's power to shine through him. In the same way, God will use the challenges and hardships you face to cultivate Christ-like qualities in your life. He may allow you to go through difficult circumstances to teach you greater humility as you learn to rely on Him instead of your own strength. Your faith will deepen as you trust Him in the midst of uncertainty and pain. You'll develop greater compassion for others who are hurting. Little by little, as you surrender to God's work in your life, He will shape you into a person of profound spiritual strength and maturity. The process of character transformation isn't always easy or comfortable. Like a skilled craftsman, God may chisel away everything that doesn't belong, smooth out the rough edges of your life, and refine you through the fires of adversity. But you can trust that His loving hands are always in control, even when you don't understand what He's doing. He promises to complete the good work He has begun in you. As you embrace the transformative work God is doing in your heart, you'll find that your priorities begin to shift. Your deepest desire will be to know God more fully and to live in a way that pleases and honors Him. Earthly comforts and accolades will matter less and less as you discover the joy and freedom of becoming who God made you to be. So don't despise the challenges and trials you face, dear friend. Instead, trust that God is using them to shape you into a radiant reflection of His character. Yield to the work of His Spirit within you, and watch in amazement as He transforms you from the inside out. His grace is sufficient for you, and as you depend on Him, His power will be made perfect in your weakness. Embrace the glorious transformation God is working in you, and look forward with hope to the day when you will be complete in Christ, lacking in nothing. Number 7. My dear friends, God has an incredible destiny in store for you, beyond anything you could dream or imagine. Just as He called Abraham to leave his homeland and guided him faithfully to the promised land, so too will God lead you on a journey to the amazing future He has prepared. The path may not always be clear and the journey may be long, but you can trust that God is directing your steps. In Jeremiah 29:11, God declares, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Cling to this promise, for it assures us that God's intentions for us are always good. He desires to bless you and lead you into an abundant, purposeful life. Even when the road ahead seems dark and uncertain, remember that God is the light unto your path. He will illuminate the way forward, one step at a time. You need not see the full picture, for your Creator sees all and knows the glorious outcome. Simply trust in His guidance and follow in obedience, even when you cannot understand. Like a loving shepherd, He will lead you to green pastures and quiet waters, restoring your soul. At times, the enemies of your destiny may rise up against you, attempting to discourage and deter you. But do not be afraid, for God is your shelter and your strength, an ever-present help in trouble. No weapon formed against you will prosper, for you are engraved on the palms of His hands. He will fight for you, protect you, and lead you in triumph. As you continue on the path set before you, God will provide all you need to fulfill His purposes. He will equip you with wisdom, strengthen you in your inner being, and pour out His favor upon your life. Every challenge you face will be an opportunity for Him to display His power and provision on your behalf. He will work all things together for your good and His glory. Most importantly, remember that your destiny is not about achieving earthly success or status, but about a deepening relationship with your Heavenly Father. As you seek Him first, fixing your eyes on Jesus, He will transform you into His image. His love will compel you, His presence will fill you, and His purposes will ignite a holy passion within you. You will find your deepest joy and satisfaction in Him alone. So take heart, dear friend. The God of the universe is guiding you, step by step, into the destiny He has ordained for you since the beginning of time. Embrace the adventure with expectancy, trusting in His faithfulness and goodness. For eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. The best is yet to come. Number 8. God will provide for your needs, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ. In seasons of lack and not enough, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides, will meet your needs in miraculous ways. Just as God provided manna for the Israelites in the wilderness, He will provide for you too. Expect God to show up with exactly what you need at exactly the right time. His provision will sustain you through any trial or hardship. The Bible is filled with stories of God's faithful provision. When the widow's oil was running out, God multiplied it to provide for her needs. When the 5,000 were hungry, Jesus multiplied the loaves and fish to feed them all. Time and time again, we see that God is a loving Father who takes care of His children. and the same God who provided then is still our provider today. Philippians 4:19 promises, "And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus." No matter what you are lacking, whether it's finances, relationships, health, or direction, bring your needs to God in faith. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, and his resources are limitless. Sometimes God's provision comes in expected ways, like a surprise check in the mail or a new job opportunity. But often it comes through divine appointments, suddenly opened doors, and blessings that can only be explained by God's intervention. So in your time of need, look for God to move in powerful ways on your behalf. As you wait on God's provision, hold fast to his promises. Stand on scriptures like Matthew 6:33, "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." As you prioritize God, he will provide all that you need. Remember, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." With God as your shepherd, guiding and providing, you will lack no good thing. So lift up your eyes, my friend. Your help comes from the Lord. Don't let the enemy whisper lies of lack, for your Father has promised to supply all your needs. Trust in his timing, believe in his goodness, and watch expectantly for his provision. For the one who clothes the lilies and feeds the sparrows will certainly take care of you. In every season, through every change, one thing remains true: Jehovah Jireh is your provider. So rest in his love, rejoice in his faithfulness, and get ready to receive the abundant blessings he has prepared for you. Your story is far from over, and the next chapter is going to be marked by divine provision. Get ready for God to do exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask or imagine. Number 9. God has a remarkable way of transforming our darkest moments into something beautiful and meaningful. When life brings us to our knees and reduces us to ashes, it can feel like all hope is lost. We may find ourselves questioning why we have to endure such pain and hardship. But it is in these very moments that God's grace and power shine the brightest. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 61:3 that God will give us beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. This powerful verse reminds us that no matter how broken or hopeless we may feel, God specializes in creating beauty from the ashes of our lives. Just as a forest regenerates and flourishes after a devastating fire, God can cause incredible new life to spring forth from the ashes of our pain. He can take the very things that have hurt us the most, the betrayals, the losses, the failures, and use them for our good and his glory. In the story of Joseph in the book of Genesis, we see a powerful example of how God can redeem even the most painful circumstances. Joseph was betrayed by his brothers, sold into slavery, and unjustly imprisoned for years. But through it all, God was with him, shaping his character and preparing him for his divine purpose. In the end, Joseph was able to say to his brothers, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." Like Joseph, when we surrender our ashes to God, he can use them to create something far more beautiful and impactful than we could ever imagine. He can take our pain and turn it into purpose, our mess into a message, our tests into a testimony. But this transformation doesn't happen overnight. It requires faith, patience, and a willingness to trust God, even when we can't see the way forward. It means choosing to praise him in the midst of our pain, knowing that he is working all things together for our good and his glory. As you face the trials and challenges of life, remember that your story isn't over yet. God is still writing your chapters, and he has a plan to bring beauty from the ashes of your past. He is the God of redemption, restoration, and renewal. And he is more than able to take what the enemy meant for evil and use it for your good. So don't lose heart, my friend. Keep pressing forward in faith, knowing that God is with you every step of the way. Give him your ashes, your brokenness, your pain, and watch as he creates something stunning and glorious from them. Trust that he is working behind the scenes, even when you can't see it, and that he will bring you through this season stronger, wiser, and more deeply rooted in his love. As the psalmist declared, Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Your morning is coming, and with it, the beauty that God has been creating from your ashes. Hold fast to His promises, lean into His grace, and know that He will never leave you or forsake you. Your story is far from over, and the best is yet to come. Number 10. Dear friend, if your soul feels dry and your faith has grown mundane, take heart, for God is about to ignite a fresh passion within you. He sees the longing of your heart and is drawing you into a deeper relationship with Him. Even now, He is stirring up a hunger and thirst for His presence that will transform your life in profound ways. Just as the psalmist cried out, "As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God." Allow your whole being to pursue the Lord with renewed fervor. Seek His face with all your heart, and He will meet you right where you are. His love for you is unchanging, and His desire is to satisfy the deepest yearnings of your soul. As you press into God's presence, expect to encounter Him in fresh and powerful ways. He wants to reveal Himself to you more fully, pouring out His Spirit and grace upon your life. The more you pursue Him, the more He will fill you to overflowing with His joy, peace, and strength. Your faith will come alive as never before, rekindled by the fire of His love. God is inviting you on a journey of deeper intimacy and devotion. He wants to speak to you, guide you, and transform you from the inside out. As you yield yourself fully to Him, He will shape your desires, dreams, and passions to align with His perfect will. You'll find yourself falling more in love with Jesus each day, captivated by His beauty and goodness. This renewed passion for God will spill over into every area of your life. Your worship will be more authentic and heartfelt. Your prayers will be infused with greater faith and expectancy. Your service will flow from a place of love rather than duty. As you delight yourself in the Lord, He will give you the desires of your heart and use you to impact others for His kingdom. So get ready, dear friend, for God is about to set your soul ablaze with holy passion. Approach each day with anticipation, knowing that He has amazing plans in store for you. Cultivate a heart of worship, soak in His Word, and watch as He transforms your life in awe-inspiring ways. Your story is far from over. In fact, the best is yet to come as you surrender yourself fully to the One who loves you with an everlasting love. May you experience the fullness of God's presence and power as never before. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before You today with hearts full of hope, faith, and expectation. We believe that You are the God of miracles, the One who can transform lives and rewrite stories in ways we never thought possible. Your Word reminds us that You are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Lord, we acknowledge that life can be challenging at times. We face obstacles, setbacks, and disappointments that can leave us feeling discouraged and defeated. But we refuse to be defined by our current circumstances. We choose to anchor our hope in You, knowing that You are the author and finisher of our faith. We believe that You have a plan and purpose for each one of us, a destiny that is greater than our present struggles. You promise that You will work all things together for the good of those who love You and are called according to Your purpose. Even when we can't see the way ahead, we trust that You are guiding our steps and orchestrating every detail of our lives. God, we ask that You would strengthen our faith and renew our minds with Your truth. Help us to let go of the limiting beliefs and negative self-talk that hold us back. Teach us to see ourselves the way You see us, as beloved children, created in Your image and destined for greatness. We pray that You would open doors of opportunity and favor that no man can shut. Bring divine connections and resources into our lives that will propel us forward into the abundant life You have promised. Give us the courage to step out in faith, even when the path seems uncertain. We declare that our stories are not over. The chapters You are writing are filled with hope, healing, and restoration. You are the God who makes all things new, and we trust that You are working behind the scenes to bring about a mighty turnaround in our lives. We thank You in advance for the testimonies that will come forth as a result of Your intervention. We believe that You will take what the enemy meant for harm and turn it around for our good and Your glory. Our lives will be a living testament to Your faithfulness, goodness, and redeeming power. As we wait on you, Lord, renew our strength. Help us to mount up with wings like eagles, to run and not grow weary, to walk and not faint. Give us the perseverance to press on, knowing that the best is yet to come. We pray all these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Dear friends, as we come to the end of this video, I want to encourage you with the truth that God is actively working in your life, even in the moments when it may seem difficult to discern His presence. He is the master storyteller, weaving together the threads of your experiences, both joyful and challenging, to create a beautiful tapestry that reflects His love and purpose for you. Remember, the trials you face are not meant to overwhelm you, but to refine your faith and draw you closer to God. As 1 Peter 1:6-7 reminds us, "In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed." Trust that God has a divine plan for your life, and every obstacle you encounter is an opportunity for growth and transformation. He is using your current circumstances to mold you into the person He created you to be, and to prepare you for the incredible future He has in store for you. As you navigate the ups and downs of life, hold fast to the promises found in God's Word. In Jeremiah 29:11, God declares, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." No matter what you're going through, God is working it out for your ultimate good and His glory. So, keep pressing forward in faith, knowing that God is with you every step of the way. He will never abandon you, and He is able to do immeasurably more than all you can ask or imagine. As you apply the 10 transformative ways God can change your story discussed in this video, I believe you will see His hand moving powerfully in your life, turning your challenges into triumphs and your tests into testimonies. Trust in His unfailing love, rely on His strength, and watch as He rewrites your story in ways you never thought possible. Thank you for joining me in this message. May God bless you abundantly and empower you to overcome every obstacle as you trust in Him. Remember, with God, all things are possible. God bless you, and may His victory be yours today and always.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.